Hey guys, H. John Wheelhouse here. I just want y'all to know that I will keep doing the podcast. I'll come up with a consistent schedule of when these podcasts will come out. But what I want y'all to do is go check out the Rob and Wheelhouse show on Apple Podcast, on Anchor, on Spotify. I believe you can find it on Google as well. But let me tell you, the Rob and Wheelhouse show is burning the podcast nation and universe down to the ground because we are firing on all cylinders. We've added two guys to our show, James Weir and Corey Hightower. Some great fun baseball conversation. Come and check us out. Hey guys, this is Wheelhouse here, and thanks for tuning in. It is August 2nd. The Astros are 70-40, tying their best mark at the 110-game mark for the season. That is a good sign. We all know we got Zach Greinke. We all know that the Astros have a bright, bright future, especially for the next couple of years, no matter who signs, who stays, or who goes. But the Astros have opened up a can of, oh my goodness, with the rest of the league. What's amazing is not only is the Astros nation taking note, but the entire country is on notice. MLB, they had a great reaction. I'll put that podcast up here in a second. I want you to hear the live MLB Network reaction to when Ken Rosenthal basically revealed that the Astros got Greinke. Listen to this. It's great.
Kenny, what are you having that fun?
Zach Greinke is going to the Astros. That's the biggest.
Oh!
Nicholas Castellanos is going to the Cubs. But the Greinke one is the fastest.
Whoa!
Greinke, Aaron Sanchez, and Joe Biagini. That's quite a haul for the Astros on this deadline day. Don't know any more particulars yet, Greg. Trying to find out.
That is absolutely unreal. It was so great listening to that and hearing that on live TV. Absolutely loved that. The Houston Astros have made a big splash. They now have three aces. Actually, I would say four with Wade Miley. And Wade Miley's being overshadowed. I'm going to be writing about that this weekend in Climbing Towers Hill. Hopefully by Sunday we'll have my latest Miley Chronicles article out. And I'm going to be discussing the importance of Wade Miley. Even in the face of signing Greinke, even with Verlander and Cole, we don't get to 70 wins without Wade Miley. He has definitely carried his load. Not only carried, but he has been consistent. He has been a model of consistency where Cole and Verlander have had their ups and downs. Miley across the field has been the most consistent. Now, he's not Verlander. He's not Cole, and we get that. But we can't forget Wade Miley. You know, and he's only here on a $4.5 million, basically one-year deal. So he is writing a big check in the offseason, or he's getting a big check written to him in the offseason. If the Astros don't re-sign him, it's going to bode very well for the future of his career, especially for what the Astros have been able to do with him. He's been using the changeup a lot more, and so I'm going to cover that. But, man, the Houston Astros are set up perfectly. The only questions really going forward right now are when they get the other three guys that are on the IL back. When they get James back, when they get the other two guys, I just drew a complete blank and I don't have my computer in front of me. But when they get the other three roster spots come back, the questions are who's going to go where. The word on the street, though, is from this point forward, with Josh Rojas being shipped off, that Kyle Tucker is the person from the minor league system that will be called up if there is an injury or anything like that. So with Miles Straw being sent down, I'm wondering if Kyle Tucker now leapfrogs him up into the majors if they need him. A lot of Astros fans think that Miles Straw will actually be on the playoff roster. He may hold a lot of value like Derek Fisher did in the World Series run in 2017. So the Astros got some things to think about. They got Biagini. They got Aaron Sanchez, who's actually starting this weekend. And I mean, good Lord, how great is it to be a Houston Astros fan? You know, on these episodes, if you comment or leave a message, let me know what you think of the content. Good, bad, in between. I mean, don't be a critic just to criticize, but tell me some things you want to hear. If you're not hearing some things you like in the baseball talk, let me know so I can make this podcast better. I thank you for tuning in. All right, I'm back. It is Presley. It is James. And it is Peacock. I do not know why I forgot Presley and Peacock. I guess I'm not used to Presley being on the IL, and Peacock's been on it so long. It's weird when guys aren't there on the team. You almost it's not like you forget about them, but for me, it's out of sight, out of mind. But when they come back, they're going to have to make some roster moves. And so I'm wondering who's going to be in, who's going to be out. The Astros, despite trading away a lot of prospects, held on to their number one and number two. And the more I hear about this trade, the more I want to be a fly on the wall or have a bug in the room when they had these conversations, when they had the team meeting with the Astros. And I really hope they release some audio or statements from Greinke prior to coming to Houston, what he thought. I know a lot of people are wondering, well, if he didn't say anything, I wonder if he really liked the move. You got to be crazy to think that Greinke didn't like the move. It's not like he got shipped away to the Reds like Bauer did, which the Reds, if you look at what they're doing, they're probably building a pretty strong case to be a contender next year. And then, you know, the Mets didn't move a whole lot of people, and I think they're wanting to make a run at it next year as well. And so you've got some teams that made some smart moves, but the winner at the end of the day, if we were to put a first through how many ever places there were of all the teams that traded, Houston outright wins number one. Yankees fans are furious. Dodgers fans, I think, are furious. People that are contending teams are like, why didn't we go get that? Why didn't we do more? And from what I understand, Zach Greinke would not have gone to the Yankees anyways because they were one of the teams he listed that he did not want to go to, which is interesting. Not many players put the Yankees on their no-trade list. Lunau did say something very interesting. He said they didn't even contact the Diamondbacks until 48 hours before the end of the deadline. And at any one time in the discussions from the 48 hours before to when it ended, did he think they had more of a 50% shot of landing Greinke? And with literally with 25 minutes left is when they started getting it done. Greinke was actually pulled off the mound, was pulled into the family room. They told him he was traded. And the reactions came from the clubhouse. I believe they are going to embrace it. And I'm going to go out on a limb here. You may disagree with me, and that's fine. But I think bringing Greinke helps the Astros in their case to offer Cole a comparable salary to what he'll get somewhere else. They'll be able to sell to him that he's in Texas. There's no state income tax because if he goes to New York, if he goes to California, those income taxes are insane. So yeah, he may sign for more money, but he's going to make a third to half less by going in those states, by working in those states. So not only is it a benefit for him financially to stay here, but why wouldn't you want to surround yourself with two other Hall of Fame type aces? I mean, come on. I know I said Cole is Hall of Fame. He's very young, but I think when it's all said and done, Cole will be in there. Cole will be in that conversation. Why wouldn't you want to stick with this club, Gerrit Cole, for as long as you can? But it is a business, and you know, money talks, and you know what else walks. So I think the Astros can present a case with Greinke. Regardless, don't forget, we've got Lance McCullers Jr. coming back next year. Forrest Whitley's already been promoted to Double A. There are some great things on the horizon. So whether the Astros get Cole to sign with us again next year, I think we're still in the race. I think we're still chasing the pennant. I still think we're the AL favorite, no matter what happens, because we have so many golden opportunities. This team is shaping up to be one of the greatest built organizations I believe in the history of Major League Baseball. It is unreal. Lou Now was able to do what he did in St. Louis, got them their World Series titles. Then he came here and is doing the same thing. I don't know about you, but I really hope Lou Now stays for a very long time. Like, wouldn't it be great for him to retire as an Astro executive? The greatest trade that no one's talking about, or the greatest swap, is when Jim Crane took this team over from Drayton McLean. And I admit, I was one of those fans that had my doubts when he was selling the farm and they were selling the team and selling pieces. And it was like, what are they doing? They had a plan. When Lou Now came in, they had a plan. Brent Strom was a part of the organization before Lou Now got here. He wanted to keep him. Why? Because he worked with Strom in St. Louis. And so he knew his work. So everything has just really fallen into place. It is a great, great time to be a Houston Astro. Major League Baseball has an article out. It's about the Astros are the new villains of MLB. I love it. I mean, for once in my life, the team that I root for is that team. Now, of course, I love rooting against teams like that, and I think it's going to create people to actually hate Astros. Now, I use the term hate very, very relative and very loosely, not actual hatred, but we're going to be the team that people will root against. I used to say, why do you hate the Astros? What's there to hate about them? They're a bunch of good guys. Well, now we're a juggernaut and other people are jealous, okay? People want their cake and eat it too. Well, we've got it, but here's the difference. This club, no matter if they're favored to win the World Series or not, are not going to approach the field any differently. They're going to put their nose to the grindstone. They're going to work hard. Like in 2017, they earned it. We didn't win that World Series because we were entitled to it because we had a hurricane hit our city and horrible things happened. No, we earned it. And that's the Houston Astros way. And that is what it is all about when it comes to Astros baseball. And so we just have to realize that you are watching an Astros team and an Astros organization come to fruition unlike any other Astros clubhouse we've seen in its inception, all the way back from the 45s till now, all the way back from Buffalo Stadium to the Astrodome to Minute Maid Park. Another thing I've been thinking, with all this success, is there any chance that Minute Maid Park, that the Astros build a bigger stadium? I don't know. I mean, I like Minute Maid Park the way it is, but so many other clubs will do that. They have success or they get new stadiums. But I don't know. That's just a side note. That's just something I wonder about. So anyways, the Astros are going into a home series. This weekend's going to be fun. Hall of Fame weekend. Hall of Fame, Astros Hall of Fame induction. All the stars are going to be there. Totally jealous that I can't be at the game Saturday, but I know plenty of people are. So go out, support the Astros this Friday night. Every fan gets an Astros jersey. Also, they just added Tuesday, Greinke's first start. They're giving away Astros shirts with Astros jersey, orange jersey shirts with Greinke on the back. I might have to get a ticket to go see that. All right? Y'all have a good one. Thanks for tuning in to H-Town Wheelhouse. Again, don't forget the Robin Wheelhouse show. We just had two shows back-to-back. We have a show coming Sunday night, and more will be on the way. This is Wheelhouse, half of the Robin Wheelhouse show. Y'all have a great day. Go Astros.